Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Pollas. Batting third. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy Minarsin. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Rudy Minarsin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a fly ball into left field. Pollas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. King moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Rudy Minarsin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minarsin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker has McMillan trapped. There's the throw to McCullough and over to Jackson, who tags McMillan for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman, who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Minarsin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Stan Paulus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulus is 0 for 1 in the game. Paulus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Hacker moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess fires to second and picks off Hacker for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple catches it and throws to first to double up Merriman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. King reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. King scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Joe Black now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to third for the out. Sauer moves to second. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Jackson scores. McCullough moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. King moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. King moves to third. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pollas hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hacker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Adams reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Joe Brovia pinch hits for Joe Black. Joe Brovia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brovia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. King takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0-for-3 in the game. Pollas hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Perkowski now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Adams reaches second base with a double. Chuck Harmon pinch runs for Bobby Adams. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Ray Jablonski. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.